It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Mike Arnold. Coming up later in the program, we'll take a look at how states are handling budget surpluses and tax cuts, and what Wisconsin might be able to expect as Governor Walker gets ready to announce his spending plan for the state's billion-dollar surplus.
First, after a weekend that saw almost spring-like temperatures and melting snow, it's back to being bone-chillingly cold out there. And because of that, it can get pretty slippery, especially in places meant for walking, like sidewalks and parking lots.
And while walking safely on snow and ice sounds like something most Wisconsinites should have a handle on, falls account for more than 1 million injuries a year in the United States. And these falls can lead to other injuries and big medical bills.
To help keep us on 2 feet this winter, we called up Martin Tirado, CEO of the Snow and Ice Management Association based in Milwaukee. Martin, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what do we need to know about walking on ice? It seems simple. You see some ice, you walk more carefully, you're okay, and yet people fall down and break stuff all the time. What do we need to know about being safe?
Well, yeah, some of it does seem obvious, but in a lot of ways it's like safe winter driving. You know, you see some tips on how to drive safer in winter every year. Walking is really no different. People need to just be aware of their surroundings, slow down, walk slowly and carefully, wear proper footwear, plan ahead, and, kind of be aware of where there's conditions for ice. A lot of times it forms underneath snow, so you can't see it. There's also black ice, which is very hard to see as well, too. And kind of like you mentioned at the beginning of the intro to the show, is in situations where there's some thawing and then refreezing makes it particularly treacherous.
In terms of how big a problem these winter falls are, how seriously should we take them?
Very seriously. A lot of serious accidents that happen because of them. Some of them minor, but of course, people like the elderly can be more prone to more significant injuries. We commonly cite a major insurance study that they allocate $1 billion every year to slip and fall cases. 35% of those are attributable to snow and ice, and those claims can be significant because of the injuries that do occur.
Do you have any numbers on just how many of us fall down on the ice in winter in Wisconsin?
Not of total number of people, but we do have some statistics, again, from an insurance study that a lot of times these slip and falls happen. People are aware of, like, their driveways and their properties. In a lot of cases, it's more predominantly in parking lots, parking garages, on sidewalks, in your way to when you're going to work, also at stores that you're shopping at. Those are the common places where it does happen, and oftentimes it's because you're not familiar with the area, you're not familiar where there may be some melting and refreezing. Bad drainage on parking lots is an area that could be even a significant hazard as well, too. And that's where people need to really be careful. We're pretty safe when we're, on our own properties, homes. It's when we go out and winter conditions, and they're treacherous out there.
So you mentioned footwear, and that seems like the perfect place to start. Your shoes, what do we need to be wearing on our feet to get the most traction and have the least chance of falling?
Well, look at the soles of the shoes that you're wearing and make sure that they aren't smooth, that there is proper traction on them. Boots, if you possibly can. Look for shoes where the entire part of the bottom of the shoe is touching the surface of the ground, similar to what boots provide versus other types of more formal or dressier shoes. Those are kind of the main things, is look for shoes and boots that have very good traction so that you're not slipping and sliding out there.
Now, a lot of people subscribe to wearing those. I think the one brand name that I know of is Yak Trax. You put them on and they've got little studs on the bottom to dig into the ground. Is some sort of a contraption like that advisable?
Yeah, anything that adds more traction is great. Yeah, I'm familiar with that product. There's also several others out there that offer great traction in winter weather. I think people can find them pretty easily at retail stores or online. But, yeah, those products do work great. Anything that adds traction to when you're walking is beneficial.
Now, what about spots where ice is likely to form? You mentioned that a little bit before. Where should we be on particular lookout for ice and maybe black ice, slippery spots?
Look where there's poor drainage areas and parking lots, roofs and gutters. You see, you know, gutters and downspouts such have thawing and refreezing that can, you know, happen continuously as that moisture and, you know, water collects in those areas and then freezes. Again, one thing I mentioned is a lot of times it looks like, you know, a thin layer of snow can be offer some type of traction to sink your feet into, but underneath it, very commonly there is ice that can, then you can slip and fall on that. Those are some of the things that to look out for. We also really advise people to walk on areas that are have clearly been you know, salt's been applied, they've been shoveled. Other people are using those areas. You know, don't try to take shortcuts. You know, through, you know, trying to walk through snow banks or over them. Usually those areas are much more treacherous. Look for the well paved, you know, the surfaces that have been cleared.
Now, in terms of when we fall down, does it generally just happen when people are walking down the sidewalk, or are there particular situations, getting in and out of cars, I don't know, or doing other things that might make them more likely to fall?
Really, it can be all of that. You know, what we've seen through some of the studies we've looked at, it really is people who are just, you know, walking too fast, thinking that it's just like, you know, bare surfaces, like in the summertime. You know, you need to slow down, and people not wearing the proper footwear. Those are the main instances. It's kind of when people are out and about. It can kind of happen at random times. You know, like you mentioned, getting out of cars, in parking lots, going in and out of buildings. Be real careful when say you walk in the entrance of a building, and usually there are some mats to wipe your shoes off, but after that, the floors get very slippery because of just water that's formed inside these stores. So certainly, you know, entering and exiting buildings, because it could be a hazardous area as well.
What about handling stairs in the winter?
Well, you know, go slow. Again, look for areas where there's handrails that you can grip and hold on to those. Stairs are very common for ice and snow to build up on, and you know, very hard to keep clear of snow and ice at all times. So just, you know, walk slowly, walk evenly, and hold on to a handrail if you can.
If you're someone who is a little more vulnerable, maybe you're elderly, maybe you're recovering from an injury, is it completely over the top to wear a helmet?
No, I don't think it is. You know, you don't see it very often, but I don't think that is over the top. I think you know, anything that provides some safety for people that may be in a more fragile physical condition would be helpful. You know, there's other parts of the body, though, that you need to be aware of, too. You know, ankles and falling on and trying to catch yourself on your hands, or you can really hurt your arms or your wrists. So there's kind of all parts that you really need to be careful. And again, for elderly, we just advise even more so to be slow and go very carefully out there.
Now, I don't think I'm the only one who's already excited about spring, but there is that thaw period then when everything is kind of slushy and melty. Is there a particular time when you at the Snow and Ice Management Association kind of go, okay, the coast is clear, people, you don't have to be so careful? When do we know it's safe to just walk as normal?
Well, it's really when you see, you know, paved surfaces that are free and clear of snow. I mean, yeah, snowstorms occur, especially in this area, Wisconsin, all the way until May at times. So it's really, you have to be just kind of keep a lookout when areas are free and clear of snow and ice. You know, then it's much safer out there.
All right, Martin, thanks for all the advice and thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Martin Tirado is the CEO of the Snow and Ice Management Association based in Milwaukee.